Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zion 3:7. The main point of this Mishnah is that if someone is entrusted to be the shomer on foodstuffs, so if the depositor is gone for a long time, it's reasonable to assume that some of the food will get lost, let's say to mice eating it and that kind of thing, wind blowing it, maybe it's going to molder and that kind of thing. And that being the case, the basic point of our Mishnah is that when one returns the object that he was entrusted to watch over, he can deduct the amount that could reasonably be expected to have been lost to the ants and the mice and the like. Now, when a person is entrusted to be shomer, he's not supposed to mix his stuff together with the stuff he's watching. So if the mafkid gives, you know, a bunch of wheat for storage, so then the shomer should put it in his garage in some safe place and leave it there all to itself. And that means when the mafkid comes back, he says, I want my wheat back. So then the shomer should give it to him. Whatever it is. Whatever's been eaten. He did his job in letting him keep the wheat in his garage, and however much the mice got. So no calculation would be required. But in the event that the shomer did the wrong thing and commingled his wheat, let's say, with the depositor's wheat, so it's mixed up now, so there's no way to know exactly how much of the original depositor's wheat is left. Or in the case that the depositor said, listen, I understand you have no place to keep my wheat separate from yours, put it all with yours, and even though you'll be partaking of it, from the joint wheat supply, and therefore what happens is there's no way to like actually know what's left that belonged to me and what's now yours. So then, and that's the application of our Mishnah, we would essentially kind of run these calculations that the Mishnah presents to figure out how much should be returned, how much could be deducted, because we assume that some got lost to the mice and the like. Now, the Mishnah gets very technical and starts giving like specific percentages for deduction. It's assuming that this is being stored in the time of the Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, today we have air conditioning, we have rat poison, we have temperature control. We don't have rat infestations typically, and that kind of thing. So therefore, the numbers these shiurim actually are not really relevant to Bezmonazeh, but the principle does apply. And the Mishnah therefore says inside, Hamafkid peros etzel chavero. If one deposits grain with his friend, and the friend commingles it with his stuff, and the friend partakes of his own grain, so there's no way to know exactly how much of the original grain is there. Harehu yotzi lo chesronos. So then when he returns, the shomer returns the grain to the original owner, he's allowed to deduct reasonably expected losses that would occur over the course of time. So what are those reasonably expected losses? Says the Mishnah, lechitin ula orez. If we're talking about wheat or orez, according to Rashi, orez is millet. It's a kind of grain. Tosfos learns orez means rice. That's, of course, the modern Hebrew translation for orez is rice. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's the normative halacha. So let's translate that as rice over here. So wheat or rice, tisha lechatze kabin lekur, which means 2.5%. 2.5%, and these shiurim you'll see are talking per year. So if it had been 2 years on deposit of that wheat, so then the shomer would return only 95% of what was deposited by him. Now, just what these words actually mean. So we're talking about kabin and kur. So you'll recall that the kav is sort of like the standard measure for grain and the like. It's basically equal to 2 liters. So think of like a 2-liter bottle. And there are 6 kabin together to make what's called a sa'a, okay? You can think of it as a 6-pack of 2-liter bottles. And 30 sa'a constitute 1 kur. That's the largest of the volumetric measurements. So you can think of it as 30 6-packs, okay? The point is that since there's 6 kav in a sa'a and 30 sa'a in a kur, 6 times 30 is 180. So there's 180 kabin in 1 core. Okay, and here the Mishnah says tisha chatze kabin, 9.5 kabin, which is what we call 4.5. So 4.5 kabin out of a core, meaning 4.5 out of 180 per year can be deducted. If you run the numbers, 4.5 out of 180 equals 2.5%. Okay, 1/40. Lisa orin ula dochan. If we're talking about saorin, which is barley, or dochan, which is millet, according to Rashi, a different kind of millet. So then, tisha kabin lakor, then it's 9 kav for every kor. Again, 9 over 180, which means 5%. Lakusman ulazira pishtan. If we're talking about spelt or flax seeds, then it's shalosh se'in lakur. Then it's three sa'a for every kor. Since there's 30 sa'a in a kor, we're talking 3 out of 30 or 10%. Okay? The Gemara asks, well, when it comes to zera pishtan, flax seeds, 10% here doesn't disappear. Where's it going? So the Gemara says the case is that this is flax seeds still in the stalks, and the stalks do shrivel up quite a bit. Okay, fine, there are other technicalities, but let's just move on. Says the Mishnah, HaKol Lefi HaMida, HaKol Lefi HaZman. The Mishnah says everything is prorated, is proportional to the volume and to the amount of time. Meaning, if it's one core that's been put in storage, so then you'll deduct whatever it is, 2.5 or 5 or 10. I guess we'll talk about this. If it's one core, so then, for example, if it's one core of Saorin, you would take out 9 kavin, that's what the Mishnah says. If it was two core, you'd take out double that, or 18 kavin. If it's three core, 27, and so on. Okay? And the zaman means per year. So that means for every, let's call it 12 months, you are deducting that amount. So it's if it's 12 months, then you take out the 9 kav. If it would be 24 months, you take out 18 kav per core, and so on and so forth. Okay, it's prorated like that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, wait a second. Where's all this grain going? Primarily to the rodents. The mice are eating it. So the mice, however that many mice are present, they only eat so much. Why should it make a difference to be prorated? It shouldn't be proportional because, says him, v'chima ichpas lehen l'akbarin. What do the mice care if there's a lot of grain or a little bit of grain? They're going to eat how much they eat. So therefore, it shouldn't be proportional. V'lo ochlos bein meharbe bein mekima. Whether there's a lot or little, they eat the same amount. Ela eino motzi lo chesronos ela kor echad bilvad. So therefore, says Ryokna Manuri, you just deduct from the first core. In other words, if there's one core of barley, you take 9 kav. But if there are two core, you also take 9 kav. And if there are three core, you also take 9 kav per year, because the idea is there's sort of a limited amount that the mice would consume. Tanakama rejects that. First of all, Tanakama says, who says that the only place that this grain is going is to the mice? You've also got, cracks, and you got wind, and you got, things gets blown around, who knows what. And that being the case, so there are other factors. Second of all, if there's a lot of food, then the rats will call their friends, and there'll be like a big, rodent party. So if there's a lot of food, more rodents will come. Okay, in any case, halacha is essentially the Tanakama to the extent that it's applicable. Now, a third sheet to this is really something kind of different altogether. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that there's a separate factor to consider, which is the humidity in the air. In the summertime, the air is dry in Eretz Yisrael, and that being the case, the grain sort of gets desiccated, it gets dried out, and it shrinks. And that is typically, when you put your grain into storage, that's how it works. You store it at the end of the summer. You want it to be dried out so there's no mold and that kind of thing. And therefore, it's at sort of its minimum volume. But then if you're going to, let's say 6 months later, give the grain back to the depositor, so it will swell because now it's wintertime, the air is humid, and it'll absorb moisture, and therefore it'll get larger. So Rebuta's basic point here, without reading the words inside yet, is that if you'd have 10 kor in storage, and you put them in storage in the summertime, so it's going to exactly offset, meaning at specifically 10 kor of volume, the amount that the rats could be expected to eat will be exactly offset by the amount of swelling that occurs from the, from the absorption of the humidity in the air, and therefore at that point it would be a wash, meaning if someone deposits 10 kor at the shomer at the beginning of the summer, collects it in the middle of the winter, 6 months later, whatever it is, so then one will exactly offset the other, and therefore he gives back the exact same volume that was deposited by him. Okay, if there's less than 10 or more than 10 core, things change. If it's not, from summer to winter, things change, so therefore I don't know how to even, the halakha doesn't follow Yehuda, I have no idea how to really, get into the nitty-gritty of how it would work out. I'm going to leave it be. But says the Mishnah inside, Reb Yehuda Omer, Im haisa mida maruba, eno motzi lo chesronos, mipnei she mosiros. Which means if it was a large volume, which the Gemara says is specifically 10 kor, that's a massive volume, so then enomoti lo chesronos, then you don't make any deductions because mipnei shemosiros, because it swells, it gets bigger because of this absorption of the water, which would offset. Okay. Halacha, like I said before, in principle, is like the Tana Kama, meaning you are allowed to deduct if you end up commingling and then partaking of, you know, the food that you were watching with your own food. But lachachila, one shouldn't do that. Lachachila, one should keep everything separate and then just give back whatever stated is, and that's that.